to the hospital. I did not see medical attention for 2 days because I had to stay in jail for 2 days. A day and a half. The police officer promised me I would get medical attention. I got an aspirin. Where is the justice there? I needed to go to the doctor. I'm just grateful I did not lose my other son. I think it's really important that when women are being abused, that they do get medical help. I mean, instead of just going to jail, they need to get some kind of medical attention. If nothing else, just for documentation that this really did happen to them. Because in his report, in the police officer's report, it did not say that. It just said that I had a bruise on my face.
Thank you very much, Ms. Russell, for telling us your story. I know it's not easy to do that, and we do appreciate you being here and kind of reliving that. I know it's not pleasant to do that.
Excuse me, Representative Clark. I wanted to. Some of my viewpoints or my impressions earlier. Some of the members here, and maybe I'm off base here. I think that everybody needs to realize that domestic violence happens in more homes than what you think it does. And I know you have that information, but you need to understand what the cycle of violence is. It's a gradual weaning away from your family and friends. It doesn't happen all at once. It's a weaning away to where you're totally dependent on this other person. I have had to move out of my area and leave just for our safety and for peace. And I would not have been able to do that had I not gotten some counseling. Now, I have friends who are battered, and they cannot leave because they have no money. They haven't any resources. They hate to go. They don't want to have to go on welfare unless they absolutely have to. And I think it's really important that you address everything, the whole aspect. I mean, violence, it's a terrifying thing. I remember scampering across the floor like a dog with their tail tucked, hiding. Trying to get away from him. And then the judge tells me that I'm sorry, I don't have an empathy for you because you stayed in the situation. I didn't have anywhere to go, you know, so I think that everything needs to be addressed.
Thank you. One of the things that we learn about in this committee, and I'm not sure whether we're able effectively to communicate that to the rest of the legislature, is the cycle that you're talking about and how involved it is. Deborah Jones.
My name's Deborah Jones. I'm executive director of the Central Oregon Battering and Rape Alliance. We've served 4 counties, Deschutes, Jefferson, Crook, and Grant counties. We offer a battered women's shelter as well as 24-hour crisis line and other support services for battered women. I already have submitted written testimony in support of 2994. We also support 2993. So, for the sake of saving time, I'll just pass on any verbal testimony.
Thank you. Are there questions from these witnesses? For these witnesses? No. Thank you very much. We appreciate you coming from all over the state, and we appreciate especially you, Ms. Russell, sharing your story with us. All right, that concludes the public hearing on House Bill 2994. And committee, in the interest of time, I think that we will come back to the remainder of the bills another day. The 2 of the witnesses who were signed up on 3051 had to leave. I'm going to ask Mr. Belouf, Mr. Kinney, and the folks from the Coalition Against Domestic Sexual Violence on 3051, if you would be able to come back another day. Okay, Doug, do you have a problem with that? I noticed you kind of winced. Okay, why don't you come on up, and we will take your testimony now. Move into public hearing on House Bill 3051. Mr. Belouf.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the accommodation.
Sure.
Representatives Bauman, Edmondson, and Mannix, and Ms. Bell. A lot of what other people have testified to essentially supports what we're trying to do with this bill. The committee is familiar with the cycle of violence, and I'm not going to rehash the cycle of violence. The problem with civil compromises is generally what you have is civil compromises are used by the perpetrator in order to reassert control over the victim and to get the case out of the criminal courts. What I'd like to do, it's awkward to come before a committee with your bill and then suggest amendments to it immediately. We thought we had drafted, but that's what I'm going to do, and that's the fundamental thing I want to get across to this committee today. We felt that we had drafted it as narrowly as possible, but I believe that this bill can be drafted more narrowly. The crimes that we're concerned about are crimes involving family or household members in assault fours, harassments, telephone harassments, menacings, and criminal mischiefs. So I believe it would be possible for the committee to add those ORS sections to this bill and even further limit the effect of this bill. The goal here is to eliminate civil compromises in domestic violence cases, and I think we can draft it even more narrowly than it is drafted now. Judge Harrell has his testimony submitted to the committee. I'd ask you to read that when you have time. There is also testimony in favor from the Oregon Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, and I'd ask you to read that at a future time. I'm happy to answer any questions the committee may have, particularly with regards to any of the legal aspects of this bill.
Do you have amendments in your written testimony?
I do not. I can submit those to you.
Could you do that for us?
I'll do that.
Can you give me, is excluding civil compromise for a certain kind of crime, is that unusual? Has that been done elsewhere?
It has, and in your, right after Judge Harrell's letter is our states which have passed bills that have eliminated civil compromise in domestic violence cases. Most states, Mr. Chair, don't allow civil compromise in the first place without district attorney's approval. Oregon allows civil compromise regardless of what the district attorney recommends. The purpose of this bill is to eliminate civil compromises solely in cases of domestic violence. In Multnomah County, probably half our cases that are charged go away by virtue of civil compromise. They go away because of the power and control exerted over the victim by the perpetrator. Really, what we want to accomplish and what our steering committee is trying to accomplish is we need to intervene in some effective way with these families. And in order to intervene, we need some handle. The only handle we're aware of to get is right now is the criminal justice system. These cases that leave because of domestic violence, that just flush out of the system, no one's interacting with that family. No one's trying to deal with the violence issues in that family. No one's trying to resolve it in any fashion. What we really need is for a court to get a hold of the family and work with the family. And what civil compromise does basically is it sends the case back out into the community. Undoubtedly, there'll be re-victimization of the victim, and what we're doing is basically we're putting all the responsibility on the victim about whether this crime should be prosecuted or not, when really we, those of us who make policy decisions and those of us who are in the business of trying to intervene in these families, should have more responsibility in that area.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Blue. Questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, I'm going to ask anyone else who has signed up to testify on 3051 not able to come back. If that's the case, then we will bring both 3051 and 3055 back probably on April 1st at our evening meeting. We continue to run into problems with scheduling between the earlier committees running over and caucuses running into us. And I apologize that we're not able to get through more of the agenda today. And committee, frankly, I think these are tough, tough issues. And Mr. Bluff just mentioned that in some ways we're trying to fix with the criminal justice system fundamental problems that are not easily fixable with that system. It's like trying to pick up a piece of jewelry with a clumsy mitten or something. We're not very well equipped. But I appreciate the testimony of all the witnesses and... nothing further to come before the committee. We are adjourned.